Chapter 1. Cosenza, Italy. The packing case was too heavy and cumbersome for Carmen Nero to manage by herself, especially with her purse and overnight bag to think of too. So the moment the train rolled into Cosenza station, she pulled down the sash window to look for Giulia Surace, who'd sworn she'd be here waiting. And waiting she was. Halfway along the platform, scouring carriages as they passed. Carmen yelled out to her and waved. Giulia waved excitedly back and hurried to the nearest door, running alongside it as it slowed, throwing it open and pushing her way past the small crowd of indignant passengers waiting to disembark. "Where is it?" she asked. "This way," Carmen told her.
"Porca vacca,"
muttered Giulia in awe when she saw the size of it on the luggage rack. "What did I tell you?" said Carmen, not without satisfaction. Giulia gathered herself. "We need to hurry. It'll only be stopping here a minute." The case was the size of a chest of drawers. It weighed as much as one too, though at least it had wheels on its corners, helpful for trundling across platforms, though less so for lugging on and off trains. At Rome's Termini station early that morning, her professor, Matteo Bianchi, that world-renowned authority on Italy in late antiquity, had dropped it on his foot while helping her heave it aboard. "Tell your friend, never fucking again," he'd yelped, hopping around the platform, clutching his toes. "And if I don't have everything back on Sunday night, and I mean everything, she better find herself a new university." "She's not my friend," Carmen had retorted. "I barely even know her." "Then why spend the fucking weekend with her?" An excellent question, and one to which Carmen still had no answer. With no direct trains from Rome to Cosenza, she had to change at Napoli Centrale. Unable to move the case by herself, she'd thrown herself on the mercy of two kindly porters, who'd stowed it on this rack for her. She and Giulia now heaved it down together and rolled it to the nearest door, forcing the milling passengers out of their way. A whistle sounded.